Hey, welcome back to a brand new season and a brand new series of Braveheart Talks. This is the first opportunity that we've come together since conference, and how good was conference? And I'm already excited for what is coming up in 2026. We have already got preparations underway and we can't wait to see you there. But right now we're going to dive into a brand new series. And we've called this series, What Do I Need to Change to Become the Person I Want to Become Tomorrow? Because change isn't something that we like, right? We all dislike change in some way or another, but it is necessary in order to grow. And some of the biggest frustrations that we have as individuals is the frustration of our own limitation. It's knowing that I can do better. It's knowing that I can be better, but somehow I'm stuck because I don't always know how to change for the better. So during this four-part series, we're going to look at four different attributes that make you you and look at how we can alter them or tweak them in order to grow. And in each one of these small changes, you can apply to your personal growth, to your growth in faith, to your relationship with God, or to your relationship with others. And because I am a super creative person, they all begin with P, because it makes it easy for me to remember, and hopefully it will make it easy for you to remember too. So the first P that we're going to look at today is how to change your perspective. You know, your perspective is the lens in which you interpret things through. It's the way you view things. It's the way you perceive things. It's the narrative that you believe something to be true or false, right or wrong, a truth or a lie. And isn't it funny how we all think our perspective is the right one? But no matter what your perspective is about a thing or a person or a situation, there's always another side that perhaps you cannot see. For example, I have a coffee cup in front of me right now. If you're listening, it's a Starbucks thermo flask coffee cup. But if I was to describe this cup, I am looking at a completely dark colored, blank, plain flask. But if somebody was sitting opposite me, they would be describing a Starbucks symbol because that's what they can see from their perspective. I'm not describing the Starbucks image because I can't see it. But just because I can't see it doesn't negate the truth that it is there. And when we only choose to see things from one angle, it limits us in so many ways. In fact, it doesn't just limit us, but it stunts our growth as a person maturing in wisdom. And as a Christian living out your faith life, we all need to mature in the ways of wisdom. It also limits you in problem solving when you only see life from one perspective, because there are always two sides to every argument. There are always two sides to every situation. But when you only see things from one perspective, you can hit an emotional wall and believe, wow, this is impossible. It also limits you in creativity when you only see life from one perspective. Now, whether you think you're a creative person or not, creativity is actually part of your lifestyle. Just to cook a different meal at dinner time every night demands your creativity. Creativity plays a huge role in raising children. Creativity is needed in cultivating a healthy marriage. In fact, creativity is needed in your everyday life so that we don't live on autopilot, doing things without thinking, taking people for granted, and not being invested in our relationships. A single-minded perspective can limit your creativity. A single-minded perspective can also limit you in empathy. We all know that empathy is different to sympathy, right? Sympathy says, I feel sorry for you, where empathy has a heart of compassion towards you. So when we live life solely through the view of our own perspective, it becomes a barrier for us to be able to feel empathy towards others. In fact, when we don't understand another person's backstory or why they're going through what they're going through or how they ended up where they ended up or why they made the choice they made, our single lens perspective can cause us to become critical and judgmental instead of compassionate and comparing. Therefore, when you change your perspective, it encourages empathy and helps you to build up personal relationships. Another thing changing your perspective does is reduce stress in your life. This is a proven fact that sometimes stress comes from being trapped in a narrow viewpoint. So changing your perspective can reveal that a problem isn't as big as it seems or that there are alternative solutions. So when you consider a different perspective, it removes the barrier of bias from your mindset and it better helps you make a balanced decision. And this in turn is how you grow because a flexible mindset invites learning into your life. It's never a healthy disposition to be a person who thinks they know everything. Like your way is the only way and you're right all the time. A person like that can come across as smart, but actually the smartest people are forever learning, forever asking questions, and forever getting other people's perspectives on a situation. And therefore they're the ones who are growing personally, professionally, and spiritually. So let's answer the question, how do I change my perspective? And can I just say this quite honestly and openly? It's actually quite a difficult thing to do. So don't beat yourself up if you've been that single-minded person for a long time, because our perspective becomes our security. We cling onto it because we're nervous about making change. Because remember, none of us like change. But God doesn't want you to remain. He wants you to be forever growing and expanding. And that's why he put people around us to do life in relationship with. Because every one of us is made in his image. And therefore, we all carry something of the character of God. And I, for one, I don't want to go through my life with just my limited expression of the greatness of God. And so one of the ways that I can explore and experience the more of God is by building healthy relationships with others and understanding their perspective of life. Think of changing your perspective like this. I remember Luke and I going down to London to see Cirque du Soleil. And I don't know if you've ever seen Cirque du Soleil. It's like the circus, but on steroids. And I remember watching these artists and acrobats and thinking to myself, how is it possible for the human body to bend into these unnatural shapes? I mean, these people were like rubber bands. They bent and they stretched and they jumped and they swung and they flew through the air like it was the most natural thing in the world to do. And to them, it was. Because they had trained their bodies in such a way that the body did what the body did with ease because it came naturally to it. They had refused to be limited by what we would call a normal way of living. They had exercised their physical body to push through boundaries and barriers of limitation. So they pushed through believing that they could do more than the ordinary or average. And their change of mindset meant more flexibility and in their body, and their body became more agile. When I think about this, being limited to one perspective and one way of thinking, that to me is like an untrained and undisciplined body. It's stiff, it's awkward, and anything outside of the ordinary brings us stress and strain because there's no flexibility and no room for margin. That's why we find change hard. It's why we find it so difficult to see something from someone else's perspective because it feels uncomfortable and unnatural to us. In fact, it feels so wrong to us. It feels like if I was to try and see something from your perspective, it's going to cause me to snap. But we need to train our minds and train our hearts to become flexible, just like those artists and acrobatics in the circus. Scripture tells us that God works with hearts that are pliable and soft because he wants to be able to fashion and shape us and change us and mold us into the version of ourselves that he had pre-planned that we would be. But like exercising in the natural, when you start, it doesn't feel good. It hurts. It makes your body ache. It doesn't feel good for you and it doesn't feel good to you. Why? Because your body is not supple. So we have to work at it and train it. And the same can be said about our hearts and our minds. When we have lived thinking or behaving one way for so long, our hearts can become hard. And when God begins working on us, honestly, it often feels uncomfortable and unnatural. We're not pliable. We're not flexible and we're locked into one mindset. But the key to changing your perspective is to start asking yourself different questions. When you are going through something, instead of asking, why me? Why is this happening to me? Start asking yourself, what is God teaching me? What am I learning in this season right now? Talk to people who've been through a similar experience to the one you're going through and ask them, what did they learn? How did they navigate it? What was their coping mechanism? What was their go-to scripture? And listen intently without trying to defend your own reasoning or your own point of view. Another thing that will help you change your perspective is to change your environment. Often a change of place helps you to change the pace of your mood and your mind. And when we talk about changing our environment, we can often think about like traveling or taking a holiday. And whilst all that is good, it's not always possible. You know, I do a lot of writing. I have a beautiful home. I have a great office at work. But I can find that my creativity is often capped when I'm in a place of familiarity. So when I'm having a writing day, I like to go and find a coffee shop or sit in a hotel lobby or find somewhere with a view just so that I can get out of my own mind and my own perspective of things and renew my creativity. For you, even picking up a book and reading something different can change your environment because you get into the environment of the book you're reading. It changes how you see things, especially if you're reading from maybe a Christian author, a book about organizing yourself or self-discipline or renewing your mind or learning how to take control of your life again. It is a change of environment that you can absorb yourself in and it will change your perspective. Other great ways that would help you shift your perspective would be to do things like journaling. Write down why you think the way you do. Journal your emotions. This helps you to observe your thoughts and recognize where you might be stuck. Your perspective is not the only lens that life should be viewed through. So don't limit who you are or who you can become by limiting the way you think. God puts something of his incredible intelligence and glory in each and every one of us. And when we choose to build healthy relationships, we get to experience different expressions of him, which in turn unlocks hidden potential within you. Well, thank you for listening to Braveheart Talks. If this episode has encouraged you, let us know, drop a comment or share with a friend. We can't wait for you to join us next week for part two of this series. What do I need to change today in order to become a better person tomorrow?